Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
If you go live showing your products and you've always put your company all over social media, do you just make the switch and keep the name out? So it's a little trickier when it comes to demonstrable products and, makeup and things that you're like demonstrating. Okay. And so if I were doing that, here's exactly what I would do. All right. If you're doing makeup, lashes, whatever else. Yeah. Bobby remembers. That's right. That's right. And so here's how I would handle that. All right. So I personally wouldn't be showing the name of the company on my demonstrations, but what I would say is I would purposely, and I know this may sound a little funny, but I would purposely use at least one element that was not a company product in my demonstrations. Now, hold your gasp, right? Oh, that's blasphemy, Ray. We don't use anything. All right. So because if I do that, then it grants me the ability to actually have more power in my presentation. So here we go. So let's say I'm, doing makeup, rocking it out, making it happen. And I'm doing stuff without showing the name of the product. I'm not like weirdly like, right? I'm not weirdly doing it, but I'm just not making it, if you ever see, there's some movies where they'll drink a Pepsi and then it says Pepsi, right? It's like very clear that they're telling you the name. They hold it a weird way and they make sure that it's positioned. The Corona's in the back, like perfectly positioned for the camera. I'm not going to do that. So I'm not, if label is here, maybe I'm doing it like this. I'm not weirdly doing it, but I'm not going to overtly say the name. And the reason comes down to what we teach in the 14-day challenge, which, by the way, in 9 days, we're going to be promoting the new 14-day challenge inside of Rank Makers. And then 11 days, we'll be promoting it to everyone else. And so I would do three things. So one, I wouldn't show the name of the company, the name of the product while I'm doing my thing. But I would say this phrase. I would say, and hey guys, today I'm using some of my company products and some of these aren't my company products. If you want the full list, just shoot me a message. Now, how innocent does that sound? Totally innocent. Now let's say it another way. What if I only use company products? Hey guys, today I'm using company products. Shoot me a message if you'd like the list. That sounds like sales. Notice if I say, hey, today I'm using some company products, but some aren't company products, by the way. If you want the full list, just message me and I'll make sure to share it with you. See, that sounds more informative than sales. And that's the key if you want more leads. Okay. So this is a funnel. Okay. This is not a thong, but it's a smaller funnel. So if I say things like, hey, if you would like to buy my amazing skin cream, my eyelash fluffer, whatever, right? If you would like to purchase this, then make sure, let me know. Okay. This is what your marketing looks like. Okay. You'll get a few people. I would rather get massive amounts of people. I would rather be busier. And if I'm too busy for all the leads that I generate, then I establish ambassadors. I establish lieutenants in my organization. And that's what I did. And I'll break that down for you. If I say, today I'm using some company products and some of these aren't actually company products. If you want the full list, just message me and I'll send it to you. Notice how nonchalant that seems. Notice how innocent that seems. Is that pitchy? Is that salesy? Definitely not. Right? But I'm going to throw one more thing in there, a third thing, okay, one more thing. And I'm going to say, and oh, by the way, if you need help with your makeup, with your hair care, with your skin cream, with your working out, with your eating properly, with your meal plan, with your fill in the blank, with your wearing jewelry, with your how to travel, how to blah, 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 when you message me, I'll also include 10 free tips to help you with that. Okay. So what I'm trying to do, what most people are trying to do, and they're sometimes successful, you know, they're trying to get the sale. I'm trying to get the messages because I can make more sales if I get more messages. And so I'm wanting people. So over here, instead of having three people that just ready to buy, which that's nice, right? I want to get 1,000 people reaching out. And when they do, I say, hey, more than happy to get you that list when I'm in front of my computer. I'm just curious, what are you currently doing for makeup? What are you currently doing for diet? What are you currently doing for working out? What are you currently doing for travel? Right? I'm going to ask the questions. So this will always convert more than this, always. Because there's just more people that want information that aren't sure if they want to buy yet, but you can get them to reach out. Does that make sense? Is that helpful? So here's what I did. Because you, Micah, big leader, big money maker, baller shot caller, you may be too busy. You may be like, oh, geez, Ray. Oh, I'm already so busy. I'm already like working all the time and I'm already so busy. And so reduce your leads, terrible business conclusion. So here's what I did. So back in 2013, maybe 2014, let me think about this. 2013, 2014, we started generating about 3,000 leads a month with no ads. No ads by doing this process. So just think about that. So times that out. What's that? About 100 people a day. So about 100 people a day are reaching out saying, hey, I want more information, or hey, tell me more about this, or do. And so we had 3,000 leads a month reaching out to us, no ads. Now, should we have been doing ads back then? We probably should have been, right? But I mean, we actually reached $1 million before we ever, $1 million a year before we even ran ads. And so it doesn't mean that's the right approach, but we weren't running ads, right? 3,000 leads, no ads. I could not handle 3,000 leads. Couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, man. And so what I did was I set up ambassadors. I am not going to attempt to draw. I'm just not going to attempt to draw a globe because it would look really terrible. Okay, let's do it. All right. So, yeah. Oh God, no. There's Florida. I got Florida right, didn't I? Oh man. Okay. All right. We're just not gonna. We're just not gonna do this. We're gonna put here, and there's something over here. And there's things over here. Okay. So, and then there's, you know, Australia, right? And so that's my terrible drawing of a globe. But what I did was when I was generating this many leads and I just couldn't handle it, is I established ambassadors. And so, you know, up in Canada, I had my friends Olu and Roz. And so anytime I got a lead, you know, generated that was in the Canadian area, I would say, Olu, Roz, hey, here's someone to connect with. Can you connect with them? So I would funnel a portion of these, would get diverted to Olu and Roz. Over here in England, I had my boy Richard. Richard, man, over here in Australia, who did I have over there? Oh, man, it's been a while. I don't know. I had someone over in Australia. And so, and I even, because it was just too many leads, I could not handle that many leads. So sometimes I'm giving leads to Steve. Sometimes I was given leads to Chris. Sometimes I was given leads to, I know I had more, John, right? And so that's how we were able to handle that many leads effectively and efficiently. And so I want, the whole point of this whole thing is I want to generate more leads. When you use the name of the company, okay, when you do, I'm not saying you won't get sales, because some people, you know, if you're really good, some people will be like, hey man, I want to, you know, purchase from you, but you're missing at least 10 times. If you get, I'm telling you right now, if you are going for the sale in your Facebook Lives and on your social media versus going for the conversation, I assure you, you could be making 10 times more money. Guaranteed. Guarantee it. Now you got some work to do, right? That involves more work, but these are people reaching out to you. Like, that's way easier, man. Way easier.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
At JCPenney, we make fashion count for everybody and everybody. Get pieces that fit and flatter at prices that feel good. Mix easy on cargos with breezy tops or polish your look with soft suiting. Step into JCPenney brands that get you, like St. John's Bay and Worthington, each in women's petite and plus sizes too. Guys, you're good to go in brands like Mutual Weave, J. Farrar, and Stafford. Style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count. Yeah.